Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Program, where we reignite your passion, your purpose, and your play. Find us at www.hotpinkyou.com. Take it away, ladies.
Hey, welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Life Class. I am Christy Bemis, and I'm so excited to be back in the saddle again after taking a brief hiatus to enjoy the summer, do a little bit of traveling here and there, and just really take a week off for myself a little bit. That felt good. So it's been a hot minute since I've been in the hot seat, and I'm super happy be here today, and as your host and author of the book Ignite Your Life, which is a book about living your passions and your purpose, I am just glad to be sharing the books of other authors I incredibly admire. I get asked all the time, what's a book you recommend for that, or what are you reading right now? And so here it is. This is the book talk where you should grab a journal and grab a pen and make note of the various books that I'm going to be recommending. I also will be putting this list together on a blog later on this week for next week to launch it next week, Monday. And so be on the lookout of that. You can find all my blogs at www.hotpinkyou.com. And this list of books will be there as well. Just a little introduction about myself. If you're not familiar, I'm a speaker, I'm a psychotherapist, sex educator, and relationship coach, and I love working with women and with couples on igniting your life. This podcast is to support you, women and couples, to do just that, ignite your life and live as authentic as you possibly desire. You can also find me at YouTube at Hot Pink University, where I talk with speakers and guests, highlighting things that are all authentic AF for me. And again, you can find me at www.hotpinkyou.com. We're also on Facebook at Hot Pink University. I'm also on Instagram at hot_pink_university, YO University. And doing all kinds of things to ignite your passion, your purpose, your play. I'm excited to be here today. Let's dive into this life class and enjoy our time together today. Just a little bit under 30 minutes we'll spend, and I'll go through each of the books that I recommend, why I recommend them, and what they're recommended for. Let's dive in. All righty. In no particular order. How's that? What if I did order them? Oh, this is such a good idea. I am going to order them. I'm going to order them from communication with your partner, if you're in partnered, or if you're dating and you're wanting some self-helpy books that will get you back on track so that you can attract in and call in the next one in your life. So I'm going to start with communication books, and then I'm going to go move into general. I'm ordering them now. I'm super excited about this. I'm going to go into general, body, anatomy, like beginner level, like where should I start? Where should I start getting to know my body better? Where should I start, in my own erotic journey? Got that stack. I'm stacking on the, if you would see me in my home studio office, I am now stacking my books. And then we're going to move into more of like the advanced play books. So stay tuned to the end for the hot, spicy books that I have on my list. Let's get started. Okay, a great new find that my lover and I have been working on lately is we played with this on my week off at his house last week. It's the Card Deck by Esther Perel. It's one of my new favorite things for couples, for friendships, for party games. she developed this with a team of great people. She talks about it in a podcast that she did with Brené Brown about the development of the game itself. And it's just super fun. Let's pull a card. I often have couples come in and say, we just don't even know what to talk about. We've been together for 10 years, 20 years, 30 plus years, and we don't have anything to talk about anymore. You know, it's like we know the landscape of our partner after a few short years, and we think that's all there is to them. But there's dimensions of our partners that we don't know about. So these questions, something about my culture I wish other people understood. Let's see, the last time I pretended to be someone I was not. That's a great one. And so you can play it as a game. You can just randomly pull a card. The more sexy cards are in my family, sex is, I turn myself off by, the first time I masturbated, my most persistent sexual fantasy. Those are just a few of the cards. So it's a super fun game. I think it's incredibly affordable, and I really enjoy it. It really gets the conversation going, and we learn stuff about ourselves that we didn't even know when my partner and I did it just last week. My tried and true, this is something that throughout my life, I think about my work in grad school with my wonderful Professor Stu Whipple back in the day, taking University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee classes and becoming, you know, master level. I was first introduced to the work of Harville Hendrix back then. I love Harville Hendrix. And he's got this great book with Helen McKelly Hunt, his wife. Both PhDs, both brilliant people. They have a great communication class, highly affordable. I purchased it for my partner and I to learn softer ways of communicating with each other, leading with curiosity versus assumption, empathy, validating our partner's experience, learning how to truly reflect back and mirror back to them what they are saying. And this brilliant book, Getting the Love You Want, A Guide for Couples, something I read back in the day. I reread it because it's in revised and updated editions. And I can't say enough good things about it. It just is a step-by-step process towards the end of the book. It's a step-by-step process of their, you know, just different workshops and experience, creating a vision with your partner of what you want your life to look like in all kinds of areas. Creating zero negativity zones, how to deal with complaining, how to get out of the power struggles, how to implement more caring behaviors in your relationship. So it's really an inspirational book, and I highly, highly recommend it. Moving into another book that my partner and I just finished reading. We often are reading a book together, which is super powerful in relationships to really kind of keep things going, keep the dialogue going, also have the same language with each other. This is a great read for a partner to do with a partner. It's Mating in Captivity by Esther Perel, Unlocking Erotic Intelligence. And she really dives into the typical things that lead to difficulties in partnerships with not having sex, having sex that's less than satisfying, and diving into topics around intimacy and connection and how to keep the spark alive long-term in your relationship. So that's a book I often recommend for partners to read with partners. Another one that I referenced a lot in my five-part series on attachment that you can that's on the show's page, and I highly recommend listening from the beginning of an overview of attachment styles to the very end. A lot of the information and a lot of the content that was curated for those shows was from this book, Polysecure, Attachment Trauma and Consensual Non-Monogamy. And I recommend this book whether you are monogamous or looking at opening your relationship or non-monogamy, whatever you want to call it. The reason being, it really opens the dialogue that if you decide to stay monogamous in your relationship, you're doing it from a place of knowledge, which is super empowering versus a place of insecurity. Well, those are just a few of the recommended books. Anything by John Gottman is also highly recommended. It's somebody I studied with and certified level one in their work. It's really good stuff, especially if you want to get out of the conflict in your relationship and move back into more loving communication styles. So those are kind of the relationship books. Certainly there's others. I'm a voracious, addictive reader. And so certainly there's others, but those are the highlights. Let's move into like general like sexuality, sexual education, anatomy. These are my go-to books when I'm doing anything around sex education. The Science for Sexual Happiness is by Kath and Jess. It's a great place to start. It has beginner level information all the way up into, you know, advanced level information, and really highlights doing. Like I'm writing in the book. I'm you know, doing. I'm taking exercises out of the book, putting them in my journal. There's something like 100 plus exercises in the book that will help you really reclaim and kind of explore your erotic pleasure. So highly recommend it. Another one, great one, is looking at trauma and how the trauma in our bodies, and My Grandmother's Hands by Resma Manakin is very good. It's heavy, but it's a great book. Another great place to start your journey on understanding your body, your desires, your libido, your sex drive, your anatomy is Come As You Are by Emily Nagoski. Her book, also Burnout, that she's done with her sister, is also very good for talking about stress. But for sex, The Surprising New Science That Will Transform Your Sex Life, this is a great book. It's thick, it's big, it's meaty, it's filled with beginner-level information and moves all the way through. It is also the launch pad that the Netflix special Principles of Pleasure launched from. So amazing, good information, great book. And along those same lines, a good friend of mine recommended this book when she was going through her own journey around painful sex, and it's When Sex Hurts, A Woman's Guide to Banishing Pain by the brilliant Dr. Andrew Goldstein, Caroline Puckel, and Erwin Goldstein. And things you never knew about your body, and fascinating guide, and it's really helped me with my sex education with women. So often, you know, I see other therapists talk about, like, it's all in your head, the pain. But there can be very real, profound things happening with hormones and with the nerve pathways and things that really need to be further explored versus just telling a woman it's just all in your head. So great book for that. I think another very beginner level for men and for women to understand, and it was the 2010 ASECT Book of the Year, The Women's Anatomy of Arousal, which is Secret Maps to Buried Pleasure. Sherry Winston just goes brilliantly through a woman's body and just great graphics, beautiful photos that really talk about the pathway, the journey of arousal. And I think we just need to know about our bodies in order to know what's possible, what our bodies can do, and you know, it's just a really great find and must have on my bookshelf. I also really love the book. I haven't finished it yet, and something I thought about this morning as I was putting together my thoughts about this show. You know, where was I with different things and finishing different things. And this book, Pussy, A Reclamation by Regina Thomashower, who is the founder of Mama Gina's School of Womanly Arts, it really gives some powerful places to start. Really talks about embracing your body, being clitorate, you know, having clitoracy, understanding your anatomy, which I love that term. And it just is really a beautifully done book that has activities, you know, that you can do to kind of turn on and get in connection with your inner goddess. So, great book. All right, we're going to end our time together. Certainly there's more books. Making Love Real. Let me look up that one. That's the other thing. So I have a problem. Anybody who knows me, I have a problem. My bookshelves are completely filled with books I will never get to in my lifetime. I totally understand that. And now my phone is getting into the show too. So I have a Kindle app and, man, it's filled with books I definitely need to read. Making Love Real by Daniel Harrell and Celeste Hirschman, who are the two founders of the Somatica training that I just recently went through over the past year and finished my advanced training, and now I'm working on my certification level. Making Love Real really opened my eyes to things like handling disappointment and just the key features of what is Somatica. And so, yeah, great book. I love it. I think it's super helpful for other couples. That's another book I recommend. And then if we go into my other part of my phone, my Audible account, yeah, don't get me started, right? So tons of things are in there. I read Wired for Love with Stan Kotkin. Love that book. Anyway, it's a problem. So when I'm in the car or making dinner, I'm often doing my Audible books. When I'm traveling and I'm on the airplane, I'm doing my Kindle books. And when I'm home and settled into my life here and not on the road, I am doing my books. I still love me a hard covered book or a paperback that's actually physically in my hand. So I just love that. All right, let's move into my three books. We're going to start with The Erotic Mind. You hear me talk about The Erotic Mind a lot, by Jack Moran. And I think most sex educators, if not all, are also really talking about this book quite often. So this is a great book to really explore. Why do I desire what I desire? Why am I passionate about what I'm passionate about? Why do I have certain fantasies that I have? And it's a highly recommended book. It's a little headachy. It's a little like deep in like the science of things, but I think it's still a great, beautiful read. Another one by Jessica O'Reilly, who also has a great podcast. I'm also going to do a show coming up on podcasts I love. But she has a great podcast, and then she co-wrote this book with Marla Renee Stewart, who also does her company Velvet Lips, The Ultimate Guide to Seduction and Foreplay. I often hear women talk about, I don't know how to do sexy talk. I don't know how to kiss. I don't know how to seduce my partner. I don't even know what sexting, what would that look like? This book is your guide. It is super fun. I've tried a lot of the like tools and techniques that Marla has taught over the years. I know Marla more because she was part of a coaching program along with me and Pamela Manson's work. And so, yeah, it's how to get into oral play, how to get into spanking, like what do you need to know? Great book for all of that and super easeful to read and bounce around. I love books that you can do that you can bounce around. Like, this is the topic I actually want to work on. And so, yeah. All right. And my last book, this is new and I'm not even, oh my gosh, I'm just scratching the surface of this book. It's a beautiful, bountiful book using modern day technology of QR codes. Which I love, that animates some of the book inside. And it's called Beyond Satisfied, A Sex Hacker's Guide to Endless Orgasms, Mind-Blowing Connections, and Lasting Confidence Play. I love this book. It talks about the woman's anatomy. It talks about pleasure for the woman. It talks about how to get a woman to squirt. It talks about positions. It talks about the science behind, the neuroscience behind orgasm and arousal, and it is such a good book and just so well done, and I can't recommend it enough. And Kenneth Lay is an incredible sex expert and sex educator. He's been featured in GQ, Playboy, Men's Health, Cosmopolitan. Wonderful contribution, and did a lot of work on this book, really talking to the top-notch neuroscience doctors in the field and scientists in the field around pleasure. Yeah, so those are the top books on my shelf right now. They all line it beautifully on my shelf in my section. I section my shelves off at home on like fiction, nonfiction, what I'm currently reading, what I desire to read in the future, those kinds of things. And these are the books. These are the things that I refer to all the time and I recommend to my clients. I'm going to be diving into very, very soon. Let's see if I can find it. Cindy Darnell's new book that came out. Let's see if I can find the name. I cannot find it on Audible. See if it's on Kindle. Cindy Darnell, Sex When You Don't Feel Like It. It's something that's on my shelf, and it's a guide for desire. It's a guide for, it looks like, satisfaction. And I just love Cindy Darnell's work. I love if you follow her at all. She just has incredible stuff out there. So those are my top picks right now, and those are my future picks. And I hope you enjoy that. Books can really enliven your life and really keep you ignited and keep you still connected to your passion. And they can be wonderful enhancements for conversations and for your relationship. I often recommend book clubs. I work talking to other women. In fact, if you want to connect further, I operate women's talking circles. And this is what we talk about. We talk about what books are you reading now, what's happening in your life regarding pleasure, and you know, where does pleasure sit for you right now? And you can find those women talking circles at www.hotpinkyou.com. You'll see up on the top menu bar women's talking circles, and just hit that and you can get more information on joining us for some of these. But this is what we do. We talk about sex, we talk about intimacy, we talk about connection, turn-ons, and what is desire. Thanks so much for joining me for another great 30 minutes. Or less of inspiration and knowledge. And I look forward to connecting with you even more. You can join me by following me and signing up for my newsletter. I put out about 3 a week, and they're always filled with beautiful things. So on Wednesday, I do my wisdom cards and a little printout of like some activities to do with them. On Fridays, I do my 5 for Fridays, which are 5 things that are really kind of turning my head right now in life. They can be quotes I'm pondering, music I'm listening to, videos I'm watching, shows I'm like perusing, books I'm reading. And so join me there. And on Mondays, I'm always sharing my latest blog and latest writings and latest offerings. So super fun to dive into those newsletters. And you can join that at www.hotpinkyou. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great rest of your day.